This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It seems like the Trudeau government has so completely overreacted to what appears to be a thoroughly peaceful protest that my read as an outsider, a non-Canadian, is that they're very weak. If they're terrified of the truckers, you know, this is not a strong government.
Yeah, I mean, Trudeau calls them violent. His MPs say they're terrorists. But today in court, the most a judge would give them is that they're enthusiastic horn honkers, and they've asked the truckers to stop honking at night. That's it. There was an opinion poll that showed 32% of Canadians see themselves reflected in the truckers. In our multi-party system, that would make them the leading party if the truckers formed a political movement.
Well, I've never heard that alliteration. That was a great enthusiastic horn honkers. Is that what Super Don, you heard him say?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a law against being an enthusiastic horn honker, but
right. I mean, I used to enjoy calling Canadians hockey pucks. Now I'm like, I'm going to have to call them horn honkers.
Horn honkers, yeah.
That's hilarious, I guess. I think. I mean, although Trudeau's not funny, what he's doing. By the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com/listen. If you want to join us in the live chat room, absolutely free. Just put in your initials, whatever you want, and chat away and help one another. There's a great community there. For those of you watching on the social media networks that we haven't been banned on yet, you're welcome here as well. Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, is making it sound good. We've got Dr. David Martin coming up in just a couple of minutes as we do a Canadian update. And then we have a DO, Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine, who's helping jailbreaks for COVID prisoners in hospitals. Man, that's an important thing to help people from the killing fields that the hospitals have become.
Who sang that song, Jailbreak? Oh, was that at AC/DC or was that Judas Priest?
I can't remember. Jailbreak. It sounds like an AC/DC song, but you'll have to find it. Maybe we can crank it up and play it. But anyway, let me show you in the show notes where we are today as far as that goes. We do have some questions maybe coming through. But the headline picture, I take liberty with the headline pictures because I believe in liberty. Trudeau says unacceptable views. These are unacceptable views. I'm like, really? How tolerant are you? Calling a view you don't agree with unacceptable by I don't know how many percentages, what's the percentage of Canadians that find you unacceptable, Trudeau, at this point. But it sounds a little bit like when Hillary Clinton called a significant portion of Americans deplorables. And the question is, when do Canadians stop being nice to tyrants? Maybe now. And I'm not a enthusiastic horn honker. I don't think so, but I certainly appreciate why these truckers are doing what they're doing and why they're getting the support. Because as Trudeau has said here, let me see if one of the quotes we have here, I think we have a secondary clip, in fact, to show in just a moment. But we've got a trucker protest. Apparently they're jamming up the Detroit Bridge going into Canada or coming out. I'm not sure which way is which at this point. I think you have pictures. Oh, yeah, that's showing. Let me show everybody.
Yeah, this is the Detroit Bridge that goes from Detroit to Canada.
Okay.
I believe this. I want to say this was this morning. It just stopped. It was closed, basically.
Yeah.
So now, this protest is infectious. It's just spreading everywhere.
Yeah, and the concern I have, of course, does Trudeau call in his buddies from the World Economic Forum and have Klaus do anal swabs on everybody to get them out of their trucks or something? I mean, it's really, he is a puppet boy, Trudeau, of the globalists. There's no question about it. And unfortunately, many American elected officials, governors, and the president, basically globalists pretending to be Americans. And we've seen that for many, many years, but it's become more overt. And we see in this article at The Hill, freedom protest closes bridge of Detroit to Canada. You know, one of the things you hear Trudeau and others saying is like they don't have a right to stop commerce. They don't have a right to shut down the economy. I'm like, are they just so not connected to their own behavior that they can't look in the mirror and recognize that they in government, including Trudeau, have closed down the economy, have shut down people, kept them in their homes, locked them down, and they're saying, oh, you don't have a right. Well, if they don't have a right, then how did the government get the right to do that? Even in Canada. And, you know, these are the questions I ask because, you know, when you make peaceful protest a redress for grievances impossible, much less a remedy within the structure of government possible, the only thing left is what? Revolution. And you know, of course, talking about that, Super Don, you know, then they go, oh my gosh, they're eliciting, they're trying to.
That's domestic terrorism.
Right, exactly.
How dare you say something like that?
Or in an Orwellian fashion, they make you intimidated to say words that have actual historical meaning and precedence within government when they violate their own oath of office, particularly here in the United States, to defend, protect the Constitution, which grants no rights to any government agency. To mandate experimental injections, for instance, right? In order for you to travel or in order for you to have a job, etc. And yet even the Supreme Court only got half of it sort of right, and they let stand the mandate for those that work in healthcare, which is disease management, actually. If you get monies from the federal government, which is stolen from the people in the states, right, and then doled out a little bit through Medicare and Medicaid. And they say, well, you have to get jabbed. So you have to be experimented upon medically if you work anywhere that utilizes money that's funneled through Medicare and Medicaid. Again, it's a criminal enterprise. Who benefits? Well, on one level, WHO. Who's a patron of WHO, as well as the CDC and FDA? The pharmaceutical industrial complex, otherwise known as the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, a cult, a dangerous death cult, killing people in their hospitals around the world. Now, this is why I want to bring in Dr. David Martin to the mix right now. Let me see if we got him up. David, are you here? Yep, there he is.
I am here.
David, you're looking great, man. And we've been following you, reporting on the things you've been doing, and I appreciate you being here. You are working hard on, let's just say it, I'm going to say it in a simple way, and you can make it more complicated as we learn about the backstory that got you to this point, but legal remedies, you going through the courts to shut down these illicit, illegal, unconstitutional acts here in the United States on the state and federal level. But the question is, how did you come to this point? What drove you to where we are today?
Well, my background in doing investigations into the U.S. illicit criminal conspiracy between biological and chemical weapons manufacturers and pharmaceutical organizations goes back to the 1990s. So I've been doing this for a very, very long time. My first briefing on coronavirus was in 2003, officially. My first patient briefing in 2002. Listen, we have a very interesting problem. And the problem is that in 1984, Anthony Fauci, as he was appointed to NIAID, had a single role for that appointment. And his single role was to get Americans to accept what he called a universal vaccine platform. The goal, Robert, was very simple. Make everybody addicted to injection at birth, and then have the pharmaceutical industry spend the rest of whatever was deemed to be life dealing with the symptoms, the medications, and the chemistry that was going to be addictions that were put in place because of a universal infant vaccine.
Wow.
David,
let me just say, I've been saying that vaccines are like the gateway intervention, drug or intervention, to a lifelong dependency on pharmaceutical products. And you are saying you've looked at this all the way back to 84. I go back to at least the Flexner Report of 1910 that altered allopathic medicine to patented petrochemicals, right? But there's an orchestrated campaign to create a dependency, a sickness industry, if you will, that only profits when you maintain sickness until death.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and if we go back and look at his first step, you know, the 1986 Act, which many people have not actually read, people refer to it, but they haven't actually read it. The 1986 Act is very fascinating because the first step in building a universal dependency is to remove liability from the manufacturers, and that's exactly what the 86 Act was meant to do. By removing liability for childhood vaccinations, what you do is you create an environment in which a company can manufacture a known pathogen, a known toxin, a no harmful substance, inject it, and have no liability for their actions. So that's part one of this story, but part two of the story was they realized that they hadn't covered the ball. So in 2005, using the coronavirus scare and the anthrax scare of 2001 and 2003, respectively, mm-hmm. what they did was in 2005 created the PrEP Act, which gave essentially an adult version of that same immunity to manufacturers, recognizing that if you are going to addict an entire population, you have to first make sure that the beneficiaries of this addiction, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, was in fact shielded from liability. And that has been the entire march of the weaponization of the spike protein associated with coronavirus since 1999. And you heard the date right. This thing that is currently killing humans right now, this thing was invented by Ralph Baric and his colleagues at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in 1999, patented by the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill in 2002, and reclaimed by NIH, conveniently on the eve of a global pandemic in the beginning of 2019. This thing has a criminal conspiracy that was purely commercial, and it was intended to be racketeering for the harm, maiming, and killing of Americans and people around the world.
Yeah, the first I learned of the patent, it was 2002, and then I don't know, it was months later that we heard of the first SARS outbreak, right?
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah, and once again, we have to unpack something, Rob, because inside of this very interesting narrative, what they've done is they've conflated a couple things, and it's intentional. So let's unpack what's been officially done. SARS coronavirus is actually a manufactured virus. Let's get really clear. Coronavirus is actually something that used to affect the gastrointestinal systems of dogs and pigs. And it wasn't until Ralph Baric and his colleagues started doing and chimeric alteration of various parts of the protein sequences in the coronavirus model that we created SARS. So I want to say something very clearly. SARS did not exist prior to the recombinant work at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We made the poison.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, this is important.
Yeah, well, clearly it's man-made. I think at this point, if anybody claims this is a wild, normal circulating scenario, you know, I've argued because my background in homeopathic medicine, even though I was allopathically raised and I've gone through traditional universities and done microbiology and things, is that the terrain has a larger impact in terms of what grows there or what can manifest there in terms of exposure.
Right.
But when you're talking about a manufactured spike protein, if I read the report right on it, patent, it's like 10 nanometers in size measurement.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of defense to a protein that can puncture holes in materials like your own cells, like your blood cells, yeah, like your endothelial lining, etc. And we've done a number of webinars on this subject matter with my friends from CardioMiracle talking about, we recognize now where the danger is, where the inflammation is occurring. Now we've got to look also on remedies. But one of the remedies is to stop these madmen in the pharmaceutical church and those in government and media that are promoting this agenda. And where is it in the United States Constitution that you can absolve entire industries of liability for products that injure and kill? That's like what emperors and kings and queens do.
Yeah, and the matter is, once again, we have to get into the nuance of this. The argument is made based on the historical Jacobson case out of 1905, and that case has been misconstrued ever since it was written, because that case actually did not say you can compel somebody to be injected. What that case did say was that if you opt out of the injection, you can pay a $5 fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact of the matter is, I think there'd be people lining up in droves to pay a $5 fine and not get an injection, keep their job, be able to travel and do everything. So this has been a willful misinterpretation of the Supreme Court decision of 1905. But the bigger problem is that by using the misappropriation of linguistics, and this is really important, By using the misappropriation of linguistics, they have built a narrative that says that there was a novel virus. There wasn't. There are multiple strains of the coronavirus model, and this is one of multiple strains. There's nothing about this as novel. Novel variations are daily. This is not a once in a decade or once in a year or once in 6 months or whatever else. This thing naturally goes through alterations and constant alteration status. That's number one. So there isn't a novel virus. There's not a novel disease. COVID-19 does not exist. There is no differential diagnosis that says you have COVID-19. COVID is a series of a mishmash of clinical symptoms, and if you have enough of them, they call it COVID-19. But ironically, the RT-PCR test, which they did not ever have authorization to use as a diagnostic test, was in fact used to make sure people had the fear porn of thinking that there was a disease. There isn't a disease.
David.
But that was all so that they could get to one thing, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
The one target was to get to a universal vaccine. And here's where the problem lives. In the 20F filing of BioNTech, which is the German partner of Pfizer, and in the 10K filing of Moderna in April of 2020, both companies make reference to this as a gene therapy. And here's why that's important. In the clinical trials, both Pfizer and Moderna violated the FDA's statutory and published guidelines on clinical trials for what would be a vaccine. Because a vaccine, by definition, must stop either transmission or infection or both. And these clinical trials failed to establish either. Now, the reason that's important is it is a felony in the United States to misrepresent a thing that can diagnose, mm-hmm. treat, or cure a disease, and then willfully force and coerce a population to take that thing. But they did it by hijacking the very word vaccination.
Yeah, well,
this was premeditated.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like they altered the definition of words. We followed it all the way through. You know, from herd immunity to vaccination to prevention, yeah. So many things were altered in terms of dictionaries. And, man, they got it all because they can go to the Webster Dictionary and change the definition, and it appears in the Webster Dictionary.
Yep.
It's like, who are these people?
Yeah, but the interesting thing is they almost, like every crime, and you know this happens in ordinary crimes, people who think they do the perfect crime do it almost. They leave something undone. And in this particular case, what all of them failed to do is realize that in the 1986 Act, the term vaccination actually is defined. And the funny thing is, Congress has never changed that act. So I could say that I'm injecting you with Easter Bunny chocolate eggs. I could say anything I wanted, and the fact of the matter is, I could tell you that's what it was. But the statutory definition of vaccination has not changed.
Well, did you say in the NVICP and the PREP Act, or one or the other? In both?
Yep.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Windsor, Ontario, Canada have moved to clear out the remaining protesters, breaking up an occupation near the Ambassador Bridge. That's the bridge that connects Windsor to Detroit and is one of the busiest border crossings between the U.S. and the Dominion. 12 arrests were made, and according to a police spokesman, there was no violence from the protesters and officers did not have to use force. a group of protesters opposing Canada's COVID protocols, including vaccine mandates, has been blocking the bridge for about a week. There were fewer than 30 protesters Sunday morning, who were far outnumbered by law enforcement. French President Emmanuel Macron has a full campaign team fanning out across France. He's meeting with voters, and he's making speeches about the future of his country, but he has not yet declared his candidacy for the upcoming presidential election in April. He has until March 4th to do so. This is USA Radio News. In case you missed it, records that former President Trump took with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago, Florida, have been retrieved by the National Archives. And now USA Radio's Wendy King says there are now calls for an investigation.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly.
That was Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So that's the cool thing. The cool thing is they thought they were being cute. By changing what the CDC called it, by changing what the FDA called it, they thought
they co-opted
the world into this thing. But the problem is that they failed to realize that the statute actually defines what this is, and the thing that's being injected isn't the statute.
Well, I think that if you know that and others know that, there might be some legal options in terms of shutting this whole thing down and causing criminal sanctions to occur
at both the
state and federal level. By the way, we're talking with David E. Martin today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If we go to the links in the show notes, you'll find links as well to prosecutenow.com. Let me just show everybody that page real quick, where you can put your email address in and be updated on what's happening in terms of the various prosecutorial, endeavors on state and federal level. We'll hear more about that from David in a moment. Also, a little bit about the real story about the modern-day Faustian drama, bargaining with evil. A lot of the evidence is there for you to review, executive summary of litigation, proposed indictments, etc. And this is an ongoing discussion. I'm sure, David, you're not the only one working on this, but are there various state-level and federal-level actions that we know about? I mean, we've had a guy, Thomas Rentz, on, but I don't know that he's doing what you're doing, or is there some cross-pollination there? What's happening there?
Well, so what's happened is a lot of very, very beautiful people who have just stepped into the gap and started, you know, doing what they feel their patriotic duty is, Tom Rentz being one of the great examples of this, have filed a number of cases in district and federal court. The problem with all of them is they have actually failed at the inception of the case. And here's where the failure lives. The real crimes, the domestic terrorism, the biological weapons, the production of a bioweapon, the financing of a criminal conspiracy, the interlocking directorates, the felony violations that are the root of this particular thing, require either an attorney general or a U.S. attorney or law enforcement to take action. And to date, not a single attorney general, not a single U.S. attorney is willing to take these charges. And by the way, not for lack of trying, it's because they have literally been threatened when they are even setting up schedules to meet with me. I mean, the amount of suppression of the Justice Department is absolutely
insane right now. Well, they got to be scared. I mean, they got to be so scared to address this because a lot of the moneyed interests, the political power, etc., does not want any of this to come to light.
That's correct. Well, the bummer for them is I won't shut up, number one. Number two is you asked a great question, which is, are anybody else working on it? And the answer is this particular issue, which is the heart of the beast. And the reason why the issue is so important is because it turns out that the emergency use authorization has only one silver bullet. It's a vampire, one silver bullet. And that is if the creation of the emergency use authorization involved felony conduct by a federal agent. If that has been the case, then the EUA goes away, as does the immunity shield for all the manufacturers. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that the silver bullet that I'm working on, which I've been advocating for the last 2 years, is in fact a silver bullet no one else on the planet has gone after, which is the reason I'm leading this charge. Now, it turns out the good news is we're starting to build a team of both state and federal prosecutors who have convinced themselves that the evidence is so beyond compelling. And let me share with you and your audience one of the most compelling pieces. Mm-hmm. Peter Daszak, in 2015, made the statement at the National Academy of Sciences briefing on medical countermeasures that to increase the public acceptance of the need for medical countermeasures, including a pan-coronavirus vaccine, we need the media to create the hype. We need the hype to get to the real issues. Investors will follow if they see profit at the end of the process. That's an admission of a felony. That is an admission of domestic terrorism. The Patriot Act, Section 802 Patriot Act, makes it very clear that what he was doing was creating a biological weapon to create an terror in this country. That's a felony. That is life in prison. That for an institution is up to $100 million in civil penalties per occurrence, which means that we literally have evidence that says that Pfizer and Moderna willfully participated in a criminal conspiracy built on a crime. And the reason we're going after this is singular. I want to see every one of the manufacturers of every one of the countermeasures, and I don't even mean just the injections. I mean Remdesivir. I mean Ridgeback Pharmaceuticals' partnership with Merck. I mean every single one of the compounds that was built and only could get under the skin or in the ingested pharmacopoeia in the United States under an emergency use authorization. I want every single one of them, first of all, shut down, and number two, I want every one of the companies held liable for every injury and every death. This was willful. They knew it, and it was part of a criminal conspiracy. Means that's felony crimes for every executive. That's felony crimes for all the board members, and it's contributory felony for the people who financed it, which means BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, the entire financial network that made this happen.
David, I hope you are walking with God in everything you are doing, because the enemies that you've mentioned have various means for which to do harm, as we've seen around the world through their medical channels. But they don't want to see this come to light. They don't want to see any governor or attorney general acknowledge this and begin to prosecute at that level. And there's so many obstacles, and I don't mean to focus on them, but to acknowledge them. In fact, the very powerful belief or faith in a cult of medicine and vaccinology has limited our ability. You know, I've been doing this in my 23rd year broadcasting, David, and I've been speaking out about the vaccine issue, speaking out about Fauci from the time I opened the microphone in 99, because I studied the AIDS debacle and the HIV scam and the test scams, and on it goes with my buddy Liam Sheff, who's no longer on this planet with us. And yet that belief is so all-encompassing and so powerful that it's kind of shielded this illusion of legitimacy. Of somehow that these people really are only out to help us, and that a nefarious conspiracy of this magnitude is impossible. It's a science fiction movie, David. It can't be real. So how do you pierce that to get people that are paid not to see these things to finally wake up from their dissonance and see it?
You know, the good news is this happens. You know that when serial criminals get away with crimes, which they have for a long time. Remember, AZT killed a lot of people in the AIDS epidemic. Remember that we've had the opioid crisis, which is the longest running emergency use authorization we've had in modern times. And Purdue Pharmaceuticals patented a non-addicting form of opioids and then kept that formula from ever being manufactured. I mean, they literally patented the way to avoid the opioid epidemic, and the FDA and Purdue Pharma kept that non-addictive formula from ever being able to make it to the market because they filed the patents and blocked any competitive alternative. So this has been a criminal action for a long time. But you know, Robert, one of the things that happens with criminals is they get more and more careless. They get more brazen. They get more confident, but they also get dumber in a way, which is really important for us to understand.
Sloppy.
They start leaving evidence, and they start bragging about getting away with the crimes. And that's usually how the wheels fall off of every criminal conspiracy, is at some point the criminals themselves get ahead of their story and get to the place where they're starting to brag about
the craziness
of their crime.
They feel untouchable and invincible.
And so the good news is, I mean, let's remember that in 2014, when the gain of function moratorium was filed, the University of North Carolina Hill, of 24, received a letter saying that coronavirus Chapel Hill on the Wuhan Institute of Virology virus was gain of function and subject to the moratorium. So they got the letter from NIAID in October of 2014. In 2015 and in 2016, they fact that they had prepared a version of coronavirus, and I'm quoting from their headline, is poised for human emergence. In other words, they built a weapon and then announced that it was ready to go. This, while there was a gain-of-function moratorium, and they used fragments from the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1, the same thing that had been used to elicit COVID symptoms in 2013 in China. They used that pathogen to build the pathogen for this outbreak. And in November 2019, a month before any of this really happened, Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill signed a material transfer agreement, and I have in writing from him that he transferred the information for this particular injection in November before there ever was even an alleged virus in China. Now, that is what happens when criminals get away with crimes. They get sloppy. And the great news now is, and we're starting to see the wheels fall off this bus. That's the great encouraging news. The fact of the matter is, if we were living in a period right now where everybody was kind of going along with the narrative and it felt like it was all working, I would be extremely at risk. But the fact of the matter is, everybody knows that the wheels of the narrative are falling apart. And the cool thing is they keep making up crazy new things, like an Omicron variant, which needs an Omicron booster, and then they're going to have the Gamma variant that needs a Gamma booster, and whatever else. The cool thing is, even the people who fell for it in round one and round two are starting to smell a rat. Mm. And so the good news right now is that all of the criminals are starting to recognize that maybe they got ahead of their skis. And the great news is we even see a bunch of the mandates start to wobble and fall, and we're going to see more of that. And we're going to see more of it, unfortunately, because the adverse events, and by the way, I'm going to tackle this one because it's been handled wrong by everybody, even on the alleged right side of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Under the VAERS reporting, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event, you know, reporting system, the statute in the 1986 Act makes the VAERS system, by statute, have to be accurate. In other words, for the manufacturer to get its immunity, VAERS has to be right. You know, and I know, the defense at CDC and FDA has been, hey, VAERS is this kind of haphazard thing, and we're not sure the numbers are right, and we're not sure. Well, listen, if that is their defense, they're admitting to a crime.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From Desivir, if they don't want to do it, they realize it destroys the kidney, the liver, and then put, you know, you end up on a vent, you die. And so those doctors, God bless them, said, you know what, we're seeing work with an older drug or older drugs that are generic and that don't have a lot of toxicity relative to drugs. I'll even acknowledge that as a homeopath. I'm like, dude, you're not dying of hydroxychloroquine poisoning or, you know, I'm just astonished it's taken this long. But again, the power of illusion and the power of belief, this goes back to my friend Dr. Bruce Lipton, who wrote the book about the biology of belief. Belief is so powerful, it can actually create a reality for people.
But that's why it's so important to make sure we go to the constitutional argument. Right now, we still have people making constitutional arguments about freedom of speech and freedom of assembly and all that kind of stuff. Now, I'm not dismissing those as very important principles, but in this particular case, the constitutional principle that's being violated is the establishment principle. Mm-hmm. It is unlawful to force a belief on anybody,
right.
Period. Full stop. That's actually the heart and soul of this country. Jeez. The whole reason why we built this country in the 1700s was because the oppressed of Europe, the people who were being oppressed for religious reformations across Europe, the people who were being oppressed because they weren't titled and landed, those people were the founders of this country. And the reason why they said we will not allow the state to impose belief is for this very reason. We cannot establish a belief to be law.
Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, yet they have sanctioned a state religion for many decades now, and that is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's a religion. It's a cult. I've argued that, and David Martin, it's so refreshing to hear you say so. Not that I felt like I was going crazy saying it all these years and no one else, because others were, but we weren't certainly endorsed in any way or supported by the established media, that we were called names or now deplatformed and censored. So, David, as we wrap up this hour with you, I hope it's not the only time you'll show up and join us here on the show. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I mean, what you're doing is so amazing. And so
needed. Listen, I am grateful for the amazing fellowship that led to this. You know how much I love Stan and John I've been working with them and trying to help move that CardioMiracle program forward in a bunch of different ways. You know how much I love anyone who's actually standing for truth and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remind people all the time, capital T truth is always an aspiration. I try to be an ambassador for that as much as possible, but I understand that there's times when I fail that. So, you know, the fact of the matter is, I think any of us who are standing on the integrity of the facts, the integrity of our best intention, and any of us who are standing on the side of humanity are on the winning side, and I am deeply grateful, Robert, for this chance to spend time with you, and I look forward to the next time we can do it in person.
Beautiful. All right. And the links. Let me just show everybody. You just go to the link. You'll see Dr. David E. Martin is linked up and looks just like his picture. It's not, you know, sometimes you go, that doesn't look like the guy I've seen. No, he looks exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You're looking good.
I've got a baby friend. Picture that looks like me, too, so I can be picked out of a lineup.
I believe it. And of course, the links also go in, and Superdon has added them in. There's a few others there. The Fully Live Academy or Fully Live Academy, the link to the audio, free audio that you can download from Amazon as well. And of course, the prosecutenow.com. I hope you all sign up for email alerts, and maybe you can learn how you can help in the efforts. And again, I want to acknowledge my friends Stan and John and the folks at CardioMiracle for standing on what is right, correct, scientifically, factually, and everything to really correct course here. We must, or else there will be too many more casualties than there already have been. And it is up to each of us to stop it and, you know, go forth in an effort that actually embraces life, defends life, and also defends the freedom to make choices about how we go about our lives, including what we do to remedy ailments and illnesses, whether they're being artificially induced or naturally occurring. And in either case, David Martin, I thank you so much for all of your efforts. I can't wait to meet you in person and also get you back on the show again for follow-ups.
I look forward to it. It's an honor, and I look forward to seeing a bunch of you the middle of February, 18th and 19th, in Yuba City, California, where we're going to be doing the Fully Equipped 2022 inaugural program to get people focused on solutions instead of the problem. So we're turning the aircraft carrier around. We're going to be focused on solutions. So check out Church of Glad Tidings, Yuba City, California, February 18 and 19. I look forward to seeing a bunch of you there.
Thanks, David Martin. Appreciate you so much. We're going to take a quick break here, top of the hour. Take care. And RobertScottBell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.